A sad evo idemo na drugi dio ovog našeg predstavljanja gostiju. S nama su danas autori filma Žetva bombi ili Bomb Harvest, Kim Mordant. Mudan. Ja sam pitala Kima kako se točno izgovara njegovo ime, ali očito da nisam uspjela pohvatati točno. I Silvija Vilčinski. So Silvia and Kim, welcome. We will speak now in English, but we have here our translator, Mario Dobrić, who will translate for you, who doesn't talk English. Welcome to Zagreb.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah. Is it your first time here in Zagreb, and what are your first impressions? That's what I want to ask you.
Yes, it's our first time to Croatia, and we've been overwhelmed by how friendly the city is and the great vibe of this festival. It's equal to the best vibe of any festival we've ever been to, so congratulations on a fantastic event.
Yeah, thank you very much. Few minutes ago, you also said that the Zagreb Film Festival is one of your five best festivals, so I have to say that we are very proud of it.
Yes.
Ok, ako nekome treba prijevod, evo ga, tu je naš prevoditelj, pa možete imati privatnog prevoditelja danas. Ok, so your film Bomb Harvest, can you say something about it, you as a director, firstly? Okay.
Well, it's a film about an Australian bomb disposal specialist, Leigh Stevens, and he's getting rid of bombs in Laos, from the secret war, America's secret war, in Laos, which is now the most bombed country on the planet. And also within the story, it's about the children who are collecting the bomb scrap to try and pay for food, pay for their education, try to survive. So it was quite a difficult film to make as well, in terms of gaining access, in terms of finding the right characters. But we're really happy to have it here. And obviously, it has huge relevance in this country too,
yeah. Because it's about the landmines and bombs. How long did you make the movie?
Well, we spent 2 months filming with the bomb disposal teams in Laos, which was the longest film shoot ever granted to any crew in Laos. But I guess from start to finish, from research through to finishing the film, was about 2 years. Yeah, it took a lot of work to get access. We were filming in areas of Laos that have never been filmed in before, very remote tribal areas. Filming around live bombs, which always makes insurers and investors in a film very nervous. So there was a lot of work to do.
I actually wanted to ask you: was it dangerous to make a movie in Laos? I mean, that kind of situation. Weren't you afraid?
We were quite nervous because we wanted to film the hands-on day-to-day work of the bomb disposal teams. We were both there filming the work right with them, with a small camera, a small crew. And we figured that this is the work they do. If we want to make a film about this work, we have to get in there every day and film everything that they do. So we were very, very fortunate to gain access to every stage of the bomb disposal process, right from finding the bombs, determining what kind of fuses they had, how it had to be dealt with, and through to them being removed and detonated. But yeah, it was a very scary process.
I mean, the bomb disposal specialist said something to us one day which kind of helped. Most of the bombs that you see in the film and that we're dealing with are huge. They're 500-pound, 1,000-pound bomb, massive aircraft bombs. And a lot of them are live, they're full of explosive. And one day the bomb disposal specialist said to us, listen, just remember one thing, if one of these goes off, you won't know about it. Because these are big enough bombs that they take out an entire village and turn everything to pink mist. That's the way he described it. So it was terrifying, but somehow strangely comforting to hear that. Which, of course, then there's the cluster bombs. And these are, I think, even more terrifying in a way because they maim, they injure, and you have them here in this country too, many of them, the bombies,
So each one of these cluster bombs, a big bomb casing opens, 300 to 400 cluster bombs come out, and each one of these has 100 bullets inside. And these are actually what's causing most of the deaths and injuries all over Laos at the moment because they're everywhere, they're tiny. They look like a ball or a piece of fruit, so children pick them up and throw them to each other, and off they go. And this is from a war that ended.
Nobody got hurt during the filming.
Not on our crew or anybody with the film, but still every week there's a death and injuries every week still in Laos, 35 years after the war finished.
There was two bomb disposal specialists, Lao, who were killed just before we started shooting, and these were with cluster bombs. And basically they'd found some cluster bombs, they'd put some dynamite on them, blew them up, got rid of them. But as they were walking back in, what had happened was that the explosion had set off timers. There's cluster bombs with timers in them under the ground. And so as they walked back in, they exploded. Some other ones that they couldn't see because they're everywhere. There's bomb upon bomb upon bomb. In Laos, there's millions and millions of bombs. Yeah.
Okay, we won't say anything more about the film. Film is today at the program at 5 o'clock in Cinema Student Center. I actually wanted to ask you: did you travel much with the movie on the festivals?
Well, first of all, the film had a cinema release in Australia. We were very lucky with feature-length documentaries. I think there was only four documentary films in Australia that got cinema releases, and ours was one of them. So it played in quite a few cinemas in Australia and we got really great reviews. And then we've just started to move it around the festival circuit and we just came from Los Angeles where it played at Hollywood's main human rights festival and it won Best Feature Children's Advocacy Award there. So it's a fantastic award for it to get so quickly. And then it's playing at other festivals. There's also one in New York, Margaret Mead, which is New York's number one documentary festival. There's five films that they've chosen to travel, to tour, and Bomb Harvest is one of them. So that's great for the film. And then a few European festivals. But
congratulations. So if anybody has any more questions, you're free to ask our guests. And our other guest that is soon to arrive is Eileen Yanez, the actress from the movie Desert Within. So I hope that she will be here in a few minutes. But if you have any questions, you feel free to ask our guests.
How did you choose this theme? Why it interested you? Yeah. Well, Kim and I were living and working in Hanoi in Vietnam for a year. We were working for newspapers there and doing some writing and some other film work, and we used to travel to Laos next door. And then one night, as many films, you know, are born in bars, we met a couple of bomb disposal specialists in a bar, and we'd fallen in love with Laos. We loved the country, loved the people, and as we spent the night, you know, drinking the night away with these bomb disposal specialists, we started to find out about the work that they do, and also we were struck by the characters that they are, because even though they do this very difficult, dangerous job, they're fantastic characters. They're very funny. They have a very dark sense of humour to deal with their job every day.
There's and a lot of humour in the film, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
It's funny in many places.
Yeah. So the sorts of films we like to make are about important issues, but ones which are also entertaining and can use humour to get a wide audience interested in seeing something. And you'll see in Bomb Harvest, the main bomb disposal specialist is very funny. He's always cracking jokes over live bombs to calm the nerves of his team. And we thought this is a great way to bring a wide audience to this story. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we'll see you at the cinema at 5 o'clock.
Thank you.